Tonight, our learning is sponsored by David Katz in memory of his grandmother, Rivka Bas Zussman, Zechron Lavracha. We continue with Parakeet Aleph of the Mesilas Yesharim, where the Ramchal describes Nikios as it pertains to various mitzvos and averos in the Torah. And tonight, the next mitzvah that we are up to is Nikios as it pertains to the observance of Shabbos, Shabbos v'Yom Tov. In the Feldheim edition, we're going to be reading a paragraph that appears on page Ayin Zayin. He really has two paragraphs pertaining to Shmirah Shabbos here, but we're going to focus on the second one. In the first paragraph, he begins by noting that there are indeed many halachos of Shabbos, as he notes by many, all virtually all of these mitzvot that he's focusing on in chapter, in Parakeet Aleph of the Mesilas Yesharim. He says there are many components to it, there are many facets of observance of Shabbos, but then he chooses to hone in on one particular one in the second paragraph on page Ayin Zayin. The paragraph begins with the words Mashakasha. And he says as follows, Umashakasha al hehamon. What really many people find difficult when it comes to observance of Shabbos is al hehamon shmiraso who has shvisa min ha'esek umidaber b'masam uvematana. He chooses to highlight an isur that's known as mitzo cheftzacha v'daber davar. It is very difficult for people to desist from thinking and speaking about their general business endeavors, their general business affairs. He quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, Parak Nunches, which tells us that you should not be thinking about these things on Shabbos. It's a pasuk that that indeed serves as the source for not speaking about daber davar, not speaking about business matters over the course of Shabbos, to really change your mindset over the course of Shabbos. And what this really comes to tell us, teach us, is shekol masha azur b'Shabbos la'asoso. If you're not allowed to do something on Shabbos, you also shouldn't be planning for it. You also shouldn't be mentally or generally involved with it, or you shouldn't be talking about it either. Therefore, the Chacham made all sorts of isurim. You shouldn't be looking at the local business, the most recent business papers to find out how your portfolio is doing. You shouldn't be preparing on Shabbos to do things for after Shabbos. But asru lomar dvar ploni es elamachar, you shouldn't, he includes the Esar Achana, things that you're going to do. O sechoro plonis ekne elamachar v'chein kol kayotze v'zeh, you should not announce your plans for what you plan on, what purchases you plan on making on the market the next day, etc., etc. So he says that Nikios in Shabbos is this focus on, he chooses to focus on this particularly, one might at least at the outset think, very narrow prohibition, this narrow isur of mitzo cheftzacha. Now, why does the Ramchal focus on that in particular? So I think what the Ramchal is highlighting here is that Shabbos is not just a list of activities that we do in the form of Kiddush, Motzi, Hadlakas Neros, etc. And it certainly is not just a list of things that we don't do in the form of the 39 Halachos. What the Ramchal is trying to highlight is that Shabbos requires, or proper, or fullest observance of Shabbos requires a change of mentality, an attempt to really change our mindset to extricate ourselves from the things that we are invested in over the course of 6 days of the week, when we are really indeed invested in all sorts of proper engagements that we have over the course of 6 days. On Shabbos, we try to really not just physically remove ourselves from it, but to really mentally shift as well. Here, I think the Ramchal's passage is reminiscent of a very celebrated passage in the Ramban, one of the most celebrated passages in the Ramban's Pirush HaTorah, which I mentioned in the past, where the Ramban says that, that is the essence of the mitzvah aseh of Shabbos. The Ramban says that in addition to the losa aseh of Shabbos, losa aseh kol malacha, there's a mitzvah aseh of Shabbos. It should be a yom Shabbason, it should be a day of rest. And the Ramban says the mitzvah aseh of Shabbos is establishing a certain character to Shabbos. It's making sure that Shabbos has a certain restful character beyond just the narrow prohibitions that you are avoiding. The Ramban goes on to say that if you didn't have this mitzvah aseh of Shabbos, you'd be able to come up with all sorts of loopholes. You marshal enough halachic creativity, you can come up with loopholes to get around everything. You'd have all loopholes to get around all 39 malachos, and he says you'd have, and he describes in vivid imagery, the fact that the shops would be open and the marketplace would be bustling, and you'd have an ordinary market day, despite the fact that technically speaking, you have to use a shinoi here and a shinoi there in order to make sure that you get around all of the Isurim of Shabbos. The Ramban says even if you'd be able to avoid every single losa aseh pertaining to Shabbos, you still would have missed what Shabbos is about. And as a result, you will have failed to fulfill the mitzvahs aseh of Shabbos, the positive command of Shabbos, which is all about extricating yourself from your business engagements and general engagements over the course of 6 weeks, and having a special day that's devoted to rest, that's devoted to our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, that's a refocused mindset. It's an opportunity to reset and refocus on the things that are most important. I often quote a story. I think I've shared this story in the past that to me like very much captures the way in which we sometimes fail to see the beauty of Shabbos. It was a time that I had a meeting with a non-Jewish person on a Motzei Shabbos, and unbeknownst to me, they were texting me all day on Shabbos with details, parking, where you should park, this, that. Like, they were giving me details all day over the course of Shabbos. And of course, I didn't see any of the text messages. So after Shabbos, when Shabbos was over, I turned on my phone. I said, oh, so sorry, didn't mean to ignore you. And I responded to the texts, and I met with them on Motzei Shabbos. And they said to me, oh, like, you know, what happened with the texts? I said, I apologize, but it was my Shabbos. I'm a Sabbath observer. And on Shabbos, we can't use any electric devices, so my phone was off for the entirety of Shabbos. And the response I was expecting, remember at the time I was also teaching in a yeshiva day school, high school, where it is very legitimately very hard for kids nowadays to separate themselves from their technological devices for 25 hours. It's difficult in a way that I guess people from even my generation can't really understand. Certainly people who didn't grow up with computers, phones, technology can't really understand, but it is very difficult for them. And I was expecting some kind of reaction along those lines. Wow, that's really crazy. How do you do it? What about this? What about that? Are there any exceptions? But instead, he absorbed what I was saying for a moment, and his response was, that sounds so peaceful. That sounds so peaceful. And here I am trying to like preach the beauty and value of Shabbos to again, my high school demographic, which granted they're at a different stage of life, but I'm trying to struggle to get them to realize the beauty of being able to turn off your devices and extricate yourself from them and just turn down the noise and relax and focus on the things that are most important and attempt to grow spiritually and reconnect spiritually over the course of Shabbos. And here you have this Goy Gummer who hears about this, the idea that we're turning off our phones, and his initial reaction without a moment's hesitation is, wow, that sounds really peaceful. He immediately understood it. He got it. And that is the Nikios of Shabbos. The Nikios of Shabbos is not just perceiving Shabbos as a list of things that we don't do, but understanding the beauty of Shabbos and the opportunity that Shabbos offers. And that is, it is increasingly challenging nowadays. I think for adults, it is easier to try to fit into that mindset. It's sometimes challenging for adults too, particularly when you're dealing with, when you're in the middle of lots of work, let's say, or the markets are exhibiting remarkable volatility, you're in the middle of some major business deal. It sometimes is difficult to separate ourselves from our focus on our general business affairs. But at the very least, it's something that we can appreciate. I think it's something that even if there are moments when it's difficult to do, we appreciate the value of it. We appreciate how it probably does something very deeply beneficial for us, both spiritually, mentally, psychologically, emotionally, if we're able to separate ourselves one day a week. It is very, very difficult to communicate that to kids. It's very difficult to communicate that to kids. They don't have the same stresses and pressures over the course of 6 days of the week. The six days of the week aren't really so bad for them after all. And again, in this technological age, Shabbos asks for major sacrifices from them. Shabbos asks them to separate from something that is really essential to their lives, that it's almost an extension of their very person, of their very being, over the course of 6 days of the week. And that is a real challenge, and you need to come up with ways to try to work around it. I mean, I could tell you that it's something that I very actively think about nowadays with my own children. My own children are young right now. So for us, on Shabbos, it's like unlimited treats. Like, that's what happens on Shabbos. My mother is a dentist. She would cringe if she was ever, you know, in my home for Shabbos and see what the amount of just candy that my kids are consuming over the course of Shabbos. That's just a very, again, simple. It's, you might say that it is shallow in a certain ways, but mind you, we're not dealing with deep, profound thinkers just yet. We're dealing with children who are between the ages of 2 and 7 years old. So sweets is something that they appreciate. So they know on Shabbos, I can't play with my electric toys that I really appreciate, but I do get lots of candy and I get special cereal in the morning for breakfast and I get all sorts of other things. So that's a way of creating a special character to Shabbos. Of course, my hope is that as they get older, we can hopefully transform that into more meaningful expressions of what the beauty of Shabbos actually is. But of course, you need to be thinking about each person at their own level and at their own stage and how you can communicate that effectively at that stage. Another thing that I try to do is one, I think, a major problem that many face nowadays, I don't think it's just me, is that Havdalah, as opposed to a moment when you're saying goodbye to Shabbos, becomes the most exciting moment of the week. It's like, Havdalah is awesome, because now I can go back and I can start playing with, again, I can turn on the device X or device Y, whatever it is they're playing with. Again, mind you, my kids don't, they're very young. They don't have phones. They don't have tablets. They don't have any of this stuff. But even just their regular toys, even there's the truck that makes noise, right? And all the other toys that they're playing with. It's just a very exciting time when Shabbos is over. So one thing I've tried to do is I've tried to take that excitement and channel it in a different way. So every week after Havdalah, my boys and I, we sing Zmiros for Motzei Shabbos. We sing Hamadav and Kodesh L'chol and Eliyahu Anavi and Tzave. And I recreate Simchas Torah every single Motzei Shabbos. You know, we're dancing around in our dining room. I'm throwing them up in the air. So that way, the excitement of Havdalah becomes, oh, you know, it's a religious experience. It's an expression of the beauty of Shabbos, or it's part of at least the Shabbos experience, singing those Zmiros on Motzei Shabbos, as opposed to just a moment when we can return, you know, go back to turning on our devices. But I think it really requires thought and strategizing to try to make sure that we ourselves are able to appreciate the beauty of Shabbos and that our children are able to too. And when we do so, Shabbos has remarkable power. I remember that that Rav Willig, I think, once told me that when he was raising his kids, and mind you, Rav Willig has 9 children, all of whom are connected to Avodas HaKodesh in one way or another. They're all Mechanchim, Rabbanim, they're all connected to Avodas HaKodesh in some way or another. By all reports, people who knew his kids when they were little say they were absolutely wild and crazy. I didn't know them at that stage, but that is what everybody says. He said, I'm seeing a number of nods from the crowd. I guess some of you knew his kids when they were little. But he said the one thing he was makbid on is that they always had to be around his Shabbos table. He said he didn't insist that his kids learn with him b'chavrusa. He didn't make any kinds of expectations. He really was very he let them be who they are. He let them be themselves. But his one hakpada was that they be around his Shabbos table. And he felt that the Shabbos table has a unique power to when we properly invest in it, when we understand that Shabbos is not just don'ts, but Shabbos is really, again, it's a day for us to reconnect, and it's a day for us to extend that connection to others as well. He felt that there was deep transformative power to that Shabbos experience. And that's something that we should all strive for. It's not something that's easy for ourselves at times, even if we're able to appreciate it as an abstract value. Implementing it on a practical level sometimes takes work. It certainly takes work and forward thinking and strategizing in order to impart it to another generation, in order to make sure that our kids appreciate the beauty of Shabbos as well. But we should certainly undertake that work, try to observe proper nikios of Shmir Shabbos v'Yom Tov, and hopefully we will be able to reap the dividends that I think naturally come with it.